Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me, as always, is my partner in crime, Mr. Yeah. Connor Lawler.
Hi, Sean. It's nice to be here. My voice sounds like I've been to a concert recently.
Imagine.
Because me and you, Paramore was in Dublin last night.
It was. And who knew? We both went to it.
And I was exiting the Tree Arena, which has 13,000 people. This is just a random story off the bat. And I was waiting at the bathrooms, and I look over the balcony, and who do I see but the filthy hair, the head,
this young man,
the big beard.
This young man over here.
and I went, fuck off, out of the whole arena, did I just walk past this idiot?
You just singled me out. It's like the Sean signal.
Sean, how are you?
I'm good, Connor. When you last met me at the concert, I said, no, I'm not going to the after party that's on in the pub down the road. So I ended up in the pub down the road. And then, look, a bunch of things happened. I went on a train and I put this report together on the train, the emo train on the way home. So
the after Paramore emo train.
It was a beautiful train. It was a weird mix of people who went up to see Paramore and people who went up to see Joe Biden. Who knew that those two groups would get together after so long?
A weird mixture. It's Owl Farmer lads just kind of looking at the Doc Martens like, what the fuck is going on?
What is going on here? Like, Joe is playing to a younger audience these days. But I was thinking about, because last week, this is Hero Zero, the show where we take one comic book character every single week, go to their good points and their bad points, generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything they do with that character. True. Okay.
It feels like we're a bit off kilter today, but that's absolutely fine.
I've never been on kilter, but yeah.
Also, you talk Marvel characters, I normally talk DC characters.
Usually.
Sean, it is your week. And it so is. Last week I did Thunder Buddy, one of the greatest comic book characters ever made, but also not picked up by anybody. Sean,
big,
who are you doing this week?
Well, I thought to myself, animals in comics, what can I do with that? What's the natural predator of the bunny, Connor?
Yeah.
Correct, a tiger. So... We.
You're always seeing those David Attenborough documentaries, and it's like, this: we have a wild bunny, there were fucking tigers actually coming in. Fuck them up.
So I'm covering the Marvel Comics character of Tigra, Connor, who...
Different from Tigress, the DC
different
character.
Different from Tigress, yes.
Okay.
Different, but similar in a lot of ways.
Very similar.
But she's been around ages in the comics, but she's never really... fully cracked the mainstream, but I think she's really interesting in terms of what she's about. So, born as the only daughter to Greg Sitt and Janet Grant, Greer Grant lived in Chicago all her life. There's some weird names in this. Also, this
Greg
is a character.
Greg Sitt.
No. Gregson.
Gregson
and Janet. So, their ship name Gregson. Would be Gregson.
And it's like Brexit, but if Greg leaves.
But Greg from Succession, yes. bit of Grexit. Also, this is a woman written in the past in comics. So there's some stuff in this report that we're going to do our best with.
Are we assuming it's probably going to be really culturally just on point? Maybe just probably very respectful of females in general?
Respectful, tasteful, the whole nine yards, Connor. You're not going to believe it. So, Greer Grant, this daughter, was born, this lady who would go on to become Tigra. She lived in Chicago all her life. Eventually, she fell in love with a policeman called William Nelson while attending her sophomore year of college. As
William Nelson.
Willie Nelson, yes.
She fell in love with Willie Nelson.
She was on the road again, let me tell you. So, Willie was protective of her. He wanted to be the hero in their relationship. And so, to keep him happy, Greer chose to drop out of college to become a housewife.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. However, they came upon a robbery in progress after a night out. And Willie was fatefully shot and died in her arms, Connor.
So clearly, he's a terrible hero.
Didn't do very well, to be fair.
The guy has a machine gun. He's like, don't worry, I got this.
Don't worry, I'm going to talk him down from this. So being unable to afford her home and unable to get a job due to her dropping out of college, found luck in becoming the laboratory assistant to Dr. Joanne Tumolo, her old college professor, Connor.
Okay.
So that's where she is now. She's widowed. She's working at the college in a laboratory assistant role, which you could just walk into back in the day, apparently.
I was two things. One, it's amazing that I'm just a lab assistant now. What are we working on? Doesn't matter. I'm a lab assistant. What can you do? Secondly, I'm going to say things everyone's already taken. Is there any experiments in that lab that she could test herself on?
Out of financial desperation.
Yes!
Dr. Tumolo had accepted private funding for a project from Malcolm Donalbain, is his name. He was an eccentric who planned to use mind conditioning equipment to launch a nationwide chain of health clubs. Basically, he was going to get people and condition them to be like under his control, but the equipment will give them like super strength and speed and everything, so they'd be like paragons of health that he could just like make into human mascots, essentially.
That seems like a really bad idea.
It's quite fucked, and it's a long way to go instead of just like pumping a man full of steroids. So, not trusting the test subject that Malcolm provided.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Tumolo has Greer secretly undertake the experiment.
You got that fucking right, she does.
Alongside the other test subject, a lady named Shirley Bryant. So the two women emerge from the treatments with superhuman physical capabilities and heightened senses. However, after Dr. Tumolo discovered Shirley dressed in one of the specially designed cat costumes that were to accompany these mascots of humans.
What? What kind of a plan is this?
It's very strange. Basically, this woman has like a mind control cat collar on her, and she's dressed as a cat. And this dude, Malcolm, is just like, now let's test your abilities. Swing across that gap on this, like, rope. And then she falls to her death, basically.
Is Malcolm into some stuff?
He had specially made cat costumes.
A lot to go through the treading of multiple cat costumes, probably for as many experiments as you're running.
Exactly. The lady that Malcolm provided, she's dead, she's gone. So now it's just Greer is the only successful test subject of that experiment. After the lady Shirley died, Malcolm set off explosives in the laboratory staged like an accident. And Dr. Tumolo was injured. Believing her mentor to be dead, Greer was determined to stop Malcolm's plans. She donned a stolen costume, calling herself the Cat, Connor, and she thwarted his plans.
Malcolm's delighted with that. He's like, yes.
And due to his intense haphophobia, he committed suicide, Connor.
What?
Haphophobia is a fear of being touched. So she was about to like grab him and take him to the authorities, and he was so afraid of someone touching him that he killed himself.
That is a plot point. I have never seen that plot point in a comic book before.
It's brand new. Never been used before or since.
Never used ever again, but I've never heard of anyone going, what's better than my phobia of being touched is I'm going to jump out a window. Surely yeah. There has to be a middle ground there.
No, it's one or the other, unfortunately. I don't suffer from claustrophobia myself.
You could try and run away, maybe, of some sort.
Cornered by a cat lady.
Sorry, cat lady.
So sometime after this initial excursion, Greer learned that Dr. Tomolo wasn't killed, but was rather hospitalised for apparent brain damage. During this time, she continued as the Cat and pursued a very brief career under this alias as a crime fighter, mostly operating within the Chicago area. So that's the first iteration of Tigra, is just she's a strong, reflexive woman who has a cat costume.
But she got rid of the mind control collar, I assume.
No mind control collar, exactly. Okay. She has her own mind. Okay, so there's this character called the Man Killer in Marvel Comics.
This is normally in the part of every Shawn report where it goes off the rails. And so we're about 9 minutes in. I can only assume this is going to go badly. This one's going to be
quite quick, and then it's going to go fully off the rails later.
Cool.
So the Man Killer was a female master skier. Of doing skis and ski tricks, who was challenged by a man who was also a skier to see who was better at skiing, men or women. And he cheated, and she ended up being paralysed. So,
what? Holy shit!
She gets, like, kind of an exoskeleton mech suit type thing and just starts killing men all around Chicago.
This genuinely... this has gone off the rails. What are you talking about?
This is just, all you need to know, there's someone called the Man Killer, and she's a woman with powers, but she's bad, so she has to be the natural enemy of the cat.
See, she's a woman who's gotten too big for her boots, is what you're saying to me, Sean.
No, I'm not saying that at
all,
Connor.
You're saying that we should take the vote away from her. Is that what you just said to me?
Yeah, they'd only waste it, sure.
So she'd be only killing people.
Well, she does assassinate the mayor of Chicago.
Okay, I think you should get your vote taken off, mostly for the murder.
For the murder. If you murder, you can't vote. That's the rule.
Yeah, that's the rules.
Greer barely survived their initial encounter and ventured to New York City, hot on her tail. As most men would dismiss her, this is directly ripped from the Marvel Wiki. Greer had a short spar with Spider-Man in order to prove her ability. So, Spider-Man's...
I'm disappointed in Peter, I have to be honest.
Well, Peter's like... Well, it's weird, because Peter will be like, look, maybe a woman can do this, but only if she can fight me.
Like, but Peter, come on now. Come on.
Now, look, after informing Spider-Man of her mission, he gladly joined her, and the pair ventured to Harlem to stop the Man-Killer's attacks on a power plant.
I'm going to ask a question that I've been taking since you mentioned her.
Go ahead.
Does she wear the skis as part of her costume?
No, they're not part of the gear. They're not. Okay. It's just origin. Okay. It's for some reason, that's the origin.
She just likes skiing, and then she raced another man who likes skiing.
She was a professional skier.
Okay, right. But so she had nothing to do with... walking around the city in skis?
No.
Right.
She was walking around the city in an exoskeleton because she was paralysed from the waist down from a skiing accident.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that's on me. Go on.
So, basically, she escapes with radioactive material. She's going to build a big bomb. That's the whole plan there. And then Spider-Man and the Cat intercept her. And following a short skirmish, the Cat informed Man-Killer that the exosuit that she was wearing was designed by men, Connor.
Which causes
the villain to go into a rage and then a mindless state upon realisation.
Mindless state? Well, like a coma.
Yeah, she gets put into a coma because she hates men so much.
So she hates men so much that they told her, that thing you use, that was made by a man.
Yeah.
And she decided the only way to do this is coma.
Just incandescent with rage. Just cannot fried her brain.
But like, I would make the bold call that I would say most of the things that she eats are probably made by a mixture of males and females.
Well, this is the thing. When you start pulling that thread, it's like, you gotta...
It's everything.
You gotta,
like, yeah. I would say almost everything she uses on a daily basis was made by either a male or a female, but probably a mixture of both in a factory.
That's the thing. And like, you know, I think the crux of that story is hashtag not all men. I genuinely think that's what they were going for with that one.
What year was this?
I think it's like the 70s or some shit.
No,
like,
no. Back then, it was all men.
It was all men.
Hashtag was all men. Savage. Amazing.
Now, the next segment is called Becoming Tigra, Connor. So.
Fantastic.
Unbeknownst to Greer, Dr. Tomolo was a member of the cat people, a race of humanoids magically evolved from cats in Europe during the Middle Ages.
See, I knew you said it was going to go off the rails, and I didn't believe you, because you started talking about a skier woman. But now we're back.
That's it.
So she's a cat woman.
So the doctor is one of the cat people. So they're humanoid creatures evolved from cats in Europe during the Middle Ages.
None of that makes any sense.
Prior to the explosion of the lab, Dr. Tomolo had become aware of a Hydra plot to steal an ancient bacterial culture that was developed by Dr. Tomolo's ancestors. You might know it, Connor, as the Black Plague.
That is the best heist movie of all time. What am I going to steal? I'm going to steal the Black Plague.
The Black Plague, we're bringing it back.
I'm not just stealing the plague, the Black Plague. That's what I'm fucking stealing.
So Hydra had discovered Dr. Tomolo's secret history as a cat person and suspected her of having the formula for the final secret. That's like a big plague that'll just kill everyone.
Fantastic.
But Tomolo feigned brain damage to evade them.
Oh, my brain!
Oh no, it's damaged!
It's real sore!
However, Hydra abducted her from her private home during her quote-unquote recovery.
Oh no.
So, Greer put on her cat costume and pursued them. Hydra agents fled from the cat's attack, but during the confrontation, managed to shoot her with alpha radiation. Ooh.
What?
She gets shot with radiation during this fight.
Why did they bring a radiation gun to a gunfight?
I don't know. It's also alpha radiation, which is like the weakest kind of radiation. But she's dying.
I know back then, like, asbestos was fucking great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Great guns.
Fireproof. Edible. It's fucking perfect.
Fantastic.
So to save Greer's life, Dr. Tomolo and the cat people mystically transformed her into the legendary half-human, half-cat warrior they called the Tigra.
I want everyone to take a moment, say that whole sentence again.
To save Greer's life, Dr. Tomolo and the cat people mystically transformed her into the legendary half-human, half-cat warrior they called the Tigra.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense now.
As Tigra, Greer helped the cat people defeat the Hydra agents. Now,
how?
Using her cat powers.
Sorry, her cat powers.
Now, Tigra has a thing called the cat's head amulet, which allows her, when she touches it, to change from tiger to human form. However, Greer became so accustomed to and enamoured of her female form that she rarely ever turned back to being human. So she just lives as a tiger lady. Yeah.
Okay. And so, what's the professor? Is the professor like her? Is she like her? Her woman in the chair, like.
Kinda. Yeah. She's like her source of all the like science stuff, and then also knowledge about what the cat people are.
Is the professor also a cat woman?
She is, but not like a tiger. She's descended from people who were descended from
what's
cats.
What's the traits that she still has?
Just good balance.
Good balance. Obsessed with torches and walls.
Loves milk. Strong bones.
Oh, strong milk. A good leaper.
Good, very good leaper, yeah. And so she goes about, she has a few adventures, goes back to Chicago for a while, operates kind of between Chicago and New York. And then the Avenger Hawkeye left the Avengers in New York and moved to Los Angeles to set up Avengers West Coast. Tigra was out that way at the time and she was invited to join. She made a staunch addition to the team, despite the fact that at this point the human and feline sides of her personality had become at odds with each other, causing her behaviour to become somewhat erratic, Connor. For instance, because of her cat-like need for attention, she became romantically involved with teammates Hank Pym and Wonder Man at the same time.
It's because, you see, she's a woman, Sean. That's the thing, you know what I mean? They're there. That's their distractions.
I think I might just put out my half of this audio for this episode.
No, just put out my half with no context. Like, geez, this looks a real
she's
bastard.
A woman.
Fucking
so,
hell.
The ultimate solution to this nature that was presenting itself, it came in the form of when she and the Avengers journeyed to the Land Within, the magical dimension where the parent tribe of the Cat People lived. The ruler of the Cat People offered to magically cure her of her split personality if she would kill Master Pandemonium, a demon figure who the Cat People feared and hated.
Fuck me, Master Pandemonium is a great name.
You were day one when they were handing out names there, like. Yeah. So although Tigra agreed she could not bring herself to violate the Avengers code against killing when she had the opportunity to do so. So she's still mainly, like, she's an Avenger. She took the thing to, like, I won't kill, I'll be a good person. But now she's given up the idea of curing her split personality thing in favour of following the Avengers' code.
Do you think Master Pandemonium was right behind, like, Master Chaos in the line? And he was like, ah, for fuck off. Pandemonium, I suppose. I mean, I don't know what I want to cause.
There is two characters in the Marvel Cosmic stuff. I think it's like Lord Chaos and Master Order or something like that.
Good.
I think Master Pandemonium must have been just behind Lord Chaos.
Or just one extra in the day. He went for lunch beforehand and he turned up late.
He'll miss the train that day.
You're saying Cat Lady prefers to be two personality crazy instead of one personality because, what was the reason?
Because the Avengers have a rule about not killing. And the agreement was she'd kill Master Pandemonium and she'd be cured of the split personality.
But why would that heal her?
Because the cat people can do it, but only if she kills Master Pandemonium.
So they're just being dicks. Like, they could do it now, but they just want some over.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, like, you'd think, because the Tigra, when it was originally introduced, was like, oh, this is like a revered, like a Black Panther level of, like, this is a title, mantle, honour that's passed down, and you've got, like, powers and stuff. But they're just kind of dicks now, because they've spent so much time in this other realm that they've basically, all of the cat people have become demons, right? And then, look, I'm going to blast through this because it's ridiculous, because the cat people were guarding a shard of Pandemonium's soul on behalf of Mephisto. That doesn't matter,
amazing.
Okay?
That's an amazing
The short answer is, Tigra still refuses to kill Pandemonium this whole time. She gets the cat soul stripped away from her. She's just human, and she still refuses to kill him. However, Greer then put on the original cat costume, Connor, from the origin story.
Oh, shit.
She then led the Avengers in battling the cat people and single-handedly defeated their champion, the Bal-Katar. The cat soul that gave her the Tigra powers was released from confinement in the struggle, stronger than ever, re-inhabited Greer once again, producing a Tigra that was more physically formidable than ever, but had Greer's full human intellect.
Oh, shit. She's leveled up.
Exactly. The cat people, seeing a whole, complete Tigra, immediately surrendered.
Immediately.
Because they weren't willing to fight her. They're like, we cannot win this fight.
Okay.
Returning with the Avengers, Tigra continued as an active member and, this is a good word, forsook her previous romantic involvement with other members of the team.
Forsook?
Forsook, like forsaken.
Okay,
like
she basically got rid of the previous relationships.
Pretty much. Basically, what happened is they changed writers and there was a lot of baggage that they had to deal with. So they decided to just forget about the whole thing.
What if everyone forgot?
What about that? And what if we get rid of this split personality thing that's really difficult to maintain and write around?
I just wanted to be a really powerful cat lady. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah. Like, that's all anyone wants. Cat lady, and look, this has to be specified. You'll see it on the Instagram post. Cat lady, always in a bikini as well.
Always.
Because, yeah, always. Like, rarely seen not in a bikini.
Well, I mean, what happens if it's a bit cold, though?
Oh, she's a cat. Like, she has fur. She's grand.
Yeah.
You ever see a tiger wearing a coat? She's covered in fur.
Oh, okay.
Like
right.
A tiger.
Like a tiger. Sorry, that's on me.
Yeah.
I should have figured that out. Yeah, so you're saying always bikini, no matter what, weather, yeah. Always covered in fur, always, I assume, ready to make some sort of cat pun at any given situation.
Yeah, there's a good few of those. It'll still be like, even today, like these days, it's like instead of saying break a nail, she'll say break a claw and shit like that.
Oh, good. And I'm sure she's always breaking claws.
Don't
want to get into it. It's the 70s.
So, and then this is the last bit of kind of story we have, is that having attempted to settle into a new life over the past few years with the Avengers, Tiger wasn't happy with just being part of the team. She realised she had to settle up with her past, and this meant uncovering the Brotherhood of the Blue Fist, Connor.
Sorry?
Now, the Brotherhood of the Blue Fist were an elusive group of police officers who may have been responsible for the death of her late husband, Willie Nelson.
That's an amazing sentence.
It's so good.
Also, did the police officers killed Willie Nelson?
Well, so working undercover as Greer Sorensen, a police cadet, she signed up for training at the New York Police Academy. She rooted out the conspirators and dismantled the organisation from within. So that shooting that killed Willie Nelson in, like, her one of her first outings ever in comics was retroactively revealed to be a hit job, basically, by corrupt cops.
On Willie Nelson?
On Willie Nelson, on the actual Willie Nelson.
What did he do?
He was a good cop and, like, wouldn't take bribes and would report cops for taking bribes and stuff like that.
So
he was the nicest man ever in Marvel Comics, killed immediately.
Well, here's the thing. It's good that they did that and they solved it, because that doesn't happen anymore. Like, it really...
No, absolutely.
So that's pretty good.
As we all know, police force, absolutely infallible these days. Oh, Jesus. There's a big hook coming from offstage. So she dismantled the organisation. After finishing the assignment, however, Greer finished her police training and undertook a new career in the police force, in part from inspiration from her memory of her husband.
Right, so she's now a policewoman.
Yes. And so now she wears a full police uniform as well, Connor, not just a police bikini.
They wouldn't
bikini.
Let it go bikini.
No, they frown upon that in the force,
frown
I hear.
Upon it. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But she becomes a police officer, which I think is kind of cool that she goes from superhero to police officer. Then powers and abilities. She has a feline physiology, so she has superhuman strength. She can lift about 10 tons. She can also do a standing jump of about 12 feet in height. She can run up to about 70 miles an hour in a chase, and she can perform at peak condition for around 90 minutes before she starts growing tired.
Jeez.
Pretty strong. So she is also superhumanly durable, so she can withstand blows from most attacks. She also took a point blank headshot from Frank Castle one time, so that's pretty cool.
Does she have 9 lives?
Well, not as such, but she does have a bit of a healing factor.
Okay.
So she'll be in pain, but she will recover from most things. She also has superhuman agility, superhuman reflexes, superhuman senses. So she can see things like the electromagnetic spectrum. She can see infrared, all that kind of thing, because cats, and a very good sense of smell as well. She has fangs and claws, which are extremely sharp and can cut through steel. And she also has the ability to enhance and control the emotions of others.
What?
Yeah. So I think the whole thing is that, like, you know, like therapy cats and things like that, how they have a soothing effect on people. She has a low level of that. Yeah, it's weird, but she does have it.
So if you're feeling happy, she would make you happier, or she could make you feel whatever way she wanted you to feel?
It says enhance and control. So I suppose it's like whatever you're feeling, she can make you feel that more, or she can kind of point you in a bit of a direction. It also makes her slightly resistant to telepathic attacks. She has some level of telepathy. She's a good hand-to-hand combatant and also has excellent tracking skills. Weaknesses, because of the enhanced senses, she's very vulnerable to sonic and high-pitched sounds.
And water, I assume?
And water doesn't like a swim, Connor. Mm-hmm. But that, on the whole, is Tigra. It's been around ages, it's been loads of stories, and just kind of pops up as a key player.
As a bit of, like, a woman in a bikini in the background.
Yeah. You know, you need a comic cover every now and again.
Sure, that was a wonderful report on a character I knew nothing about, because I know Tigress, not Tigra.
Is it any way similar to Tigress from DC?
No, Tigress is, as far as I know, the best example of Tigress I can give is if you do see Young Justice, but you haven't. Tigress is in that. It's a whole thing. I'm not going to get into it, but I wouldn't say it's similar in that. Tigress doesn't really wear a bikini, is what I would say.
And does she have the skin of a tiger?
She doesn't. She just murders people, mostly.
Right, okay. No, this is different. This is a bit different then. But yeah, that's my report, Connor. Would you like to take us out?
Yeah, so you can listen to all of our other reports. They're all whatever podcast platform that you're listening to this on. We've covered hundreds of characters. We also recently released the Green Lantern review over on our Patreon, if
Heck
you are
yeah,
interested in that. That is 2011's Green Lantern. We did a movie review of it, see if it still holds up. You might have seen a clip or two on social medias this week of what we were talking about.
Very well edited, I thought.
TikTok, Sean. We're down with the kids.
Look, we're cool. We're the coolest. We're emo boys.
We're cool. We also have a Facebook, which we also have a group in it called Detective Divman's Discussion Group. You can join that. Just have a few chats. What else do we have? Instagram, Twitter, and we have a merch store if you want to get anything like hats, mugs, t-shirts, all that stuff. And most importantly, you can just tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
So I've been Conor Lawler.
I have been Sean Meehan.
And we shall see y'all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.